It's the Midweek Roundup.
Wednesday's Roundup brought to you by Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass AG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Julie Karen State Farm. Today, it's Hanko or Facto. Hank's got the questions. And Phil, he's got the final say on whether it's fact or something cooked up over a cup of bad coffee. Confidence?
Absolutely.
Accuracy?
That's where things get adventurous.
Play along and see if you can outguess Phil, because the truth is out there and Phil is doing his best to find it. Wednesday's Roundup, where Factos, Hankos, and Phil
all collide.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
There he is.
Good morning.
Hank T. Ooh. Justice.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I miss my uncle.
Yeah, I mean, Uncle Buford.
Tell you what, Buford was a good guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Buford. Yeah, anyway, I wonder if he's still in law anymore. I don't know if he is or not. Anyway.
Still driving that car with no doors on it or hood or anything.
What was his son's name besides Hank?
Junior.
Yeah, Junior, yeah. Mm-hmm. Poor Junior.
Yeah, he didn't put bullets in because it was too heavy. Yeah,
never. He was never really liked in our part of the family, how Junior was with his son.
Oh boy!
Anyway, that's a great movie though.
Wow. Oh, back in the day.
Oh my goodness!
I think it's the only movie that I ever went to with my dad.
Really?
You know, because he liked Jackie Gleason.
Oh yeah, Jackie Gleason was the best.
Pretty much stole the show. So.
And Jackie Gleason was in Moonlighters too, right?
Moonlighters. I don't know. I don't know if that movie
was that. I can't remember.
He was in several other movies.
No, this was a sitcom.
Oh, the Honeymooners.
Honeymooners.
Honeymooners. Yeah. I thought you were talking about movies. I'm like, Moonlighters. Yeah. Okay.
So, and I wasn't a big Honeymooner fan, but I liked his movies. So
Honeymooners was pretty funny. Ed Norton, Art Carney, that made the Honeymooners funny.
Yeah.
Yep.
So anyway.
Anyway.
Well, your question of the day, young man.
All right.
Even everybody's on the edge for this.
I sure am.
How often do you check yourself out in the mirror when you're in public?
Not often enough.
Not often enough, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. There's ketchup from lunch. There's eggs on my chin. What's going on here?
I got breakfast, lunch, and dinner
on
me already.
All right.
I just suck your shirt and lick your lips.
You can tell what you had for the meals during the day, yeah?
You might be from Arkansas, Philip, or Pea Ridge, let alone if your town's biggest debate was about a stop sign placement.
Oh, but is that the case in Pea Ridge?
Yes.
That's too bad.
I don't even think we have a stoplight.
Stoplight?
Yeah. Big town.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't like when I grew up.
It's bigger than when you grew up?
Oh, yes.
So when you left, it flourished, it sounds like.
I've never thought of it that way, Phil, but you're exactly right.
Nowhere to go but up.
And I moved into the town that I'm in now, and it hasn't flourished at all.
It hasn't?
Huh.
You know.
I wonder if it follows me.
Maybe that is. Yeah. Bad luck follows you.
Anyway.
Oh, well.
Did you do anything fun last night?
Mowed yard.
Did you hit any moles?
No, I did not.
Were they active?
My moles aren't too bad this year.
What about your groundhog or your...
They're still around.
Is it the woodchuck?
Woodchucks. Same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want me to come over and eliminate them?
Well, you'll have to ask the boss about that because...
Oh. Does James have a number?
She wants it to be humane.
Well, yeah. Quicker the better.
Yeah, right.
You can give them poison, watch them out there hold their stomach for an hour.
I don't think she's... thinking about that. So.
Well, is it humane when they take your foundation out?
No, no.
Would it be humane when she has to write the check?
No, probably
okay.
not.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to help.
Yeah, they're not close to the foundation yet.
But. Is it humane when...
But they're so cute. They're out there in the backyard, and they're on their haunches, and they're, you know, up...
Eating your concrete. Hey, thanks, Jim.
Hey, absolutely. They don't eat concrete. They just... dig in the dirt.
I know, but I like to make it. Yeah. I like to spice it up a little bit. Uh-huh. You know? Hank's Kitchen, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Roasted groundhog.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. This Friday, it's something with pepperoni pizza.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes, it's really good.
I bet it has crumbled chips on top, because it always does.
It may.
Mm-hmm.
It may. Fritos. Fritos the best.
Fritos?
Yeah. Fritos goes with anything.
Barbecue Fritos.
Whatever you like.
Or the twists.
The honey. Is that the honey twist?
I don't know. They're like rotini noodles, but they're Fritos.
Yeah. Not good for you, but they're good.
Well, no, none of them are.
But they're good for you. But they are good.
Moderation.
Yes, yes.
Just the whole, crumple them up once
a
week.
But here's the thing, though. If it doesn't have a seal bag, it's one. If it doesn't have a, like, you can seal the bag up like bacon.
Reseal.
Yeah. It's one package per serving.
You better. Otherwise, you got to throw it away.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Uh-huh.
Just like Fritos. I mean, you can't seal the Fritos bag.
Well, how about a walking taco? Throw a lot of stuff in the bag.
That, yeah.
Just go for
big
it.
Old bag.
Yeah.
You eat that all day.
Oh, the family size bag.
Oh, yes. What else was I going to ask you? The quarterback for the Bears, the Indiana Bears, what's his name?
Caleb Williams.
He made a statement the other day, and it's a very good statement. All right, if you watch the FIFA World Cup, all of it was played on natural grass. Did you know this? Did you hear about the outcry from NFL players? Even in Georgia, you know, the Georgia Dome, it's turf, but they put real grass in there for the soccer game. Did you notice that?
Mm-hmm.
Even at MetLife Stadium, real grass always has turf. So, and a lot of the NFL football players, if they can do that for the soccer, why can't they do that for the NFL? Because a lot of these NFL guys do not like turf. It tears up your knees, your ankles.
It'd be safer.
100%.
Except when you get muddy and, you know, those kind of
conditions. Yeah, but the Georgia Dome ever going to get muddy?
No.
Look at the place in Arizona. Great field. It goes in and out all the time.
Yeah, they have the field. They slide it out, mm-hmm. don't they? And then they work on it. Yep. And they slide the grass back in.
So, and I like natural turf.
Mm-hmm. I do too.
I do too. I do not like the. I do not like mm-hmm. the, because in the '80s everybody was going to that small. Remember the turf, like the real
AstroTurf.
Yeah, it was. I mean, with concrete underneath.
Oh yeah,
it was horrible.
It was hard.
It was horrible.
I remember being at Camp Randall. You know, of course, I've never got the ability to play there, but but just walking on it, I'm like, my gosh, it's like somebody's front porch. You know, used to have that indoor outdoor.
Yes, that's exactly what it was.
And I'm thinking, people that land on this and get tackled on this. So they've made improvements, obviously.
But. Yeah, and now they have. You can even buy now. You can get natural turf and real grass together.
Oh.
Have you seen that?
No, I've not. That's what you should get for your yard, though.
Moles will kill it, too. So. All right, buddy. Hank or Facto.
Go ahead, man.
Spain and Bosnia and Herzegovina. Your word blunder today is brought to you by J&J Auto Salvage of Boscobel. Give them a call. Robin would be happy to help you. Have national anthems without official lyrics.
Okay, I'm guessing that might be true.
Yeah, now can you fix the third word in there? Or the?
Probably not. Looks like Herzegovina.
Today's word blunder from Phil is brought to you by J&J.
It might be, I don't know.
I don't know what it is.
It's a country.
It is a country.
Yep. Yeah.
Just like their fingerprints, every person's tongue print is unique.
Really? That's probably true.
It is a facto. The pattern and texture on the tongue's surface are distinct to each individual, even among identical twins. True, but tasteless.
Interesting.
Yes.
So what if you have a pizza pocket or a hot pocket,
mm-hmm.
and you burn your tongue really bad?
Right.
Then does it take off of the...
I don't know. That'd be great. It's like someone...
Tongue print?
Getting acid on their finger and checking off the fingerprint. Yeah.
Yeah. Eating a hot pocket that's too hot to
have
the same effect, probably.
It'd be like this all day. It's like the game we played.
Oh, yeah, right.
The resale value of any black, white, or beige car is more significant than the one with the brighter or more unusual color. Hanko or Facto?
I think the bright colors are better. So I'm going to say that's not true.
It is a bunch of Hanko. For standard cars, it's true. But for luxury or sports cars, this is Hanko. The little beige Corvette was never a big hit.
Little beige Corvette.
Woo!
Yeah, you're right.
Yippee!
Yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah.
The most popular desert in Alaska is baked. Oh my gosh.
Baked Alaska.
Oh my gosh.
That's a dessert.
Look, the most popular dessert in Alaska is baked Alaska. Well, I'm telling you what. I'll tell you what. J&J Salvage is getting all of word blunders today.
Boy.
Yeah.
Biggest dessert in Alaska
is baked Alaska. Yes.
Oh, I'm going to guess
that's
not true.
Yeah. The the most popular dessert in Alaska is baked Alaska. Fact or Hanko?
I'm going to say it's Hanko.
No, it's fact.
Is it fact?
It was named to honor and celebrate the purchase of Alaska from Russian Empire. It was a cool move.
Really? Yeah. Did not know that. Learn something every day.
Sub-bookkeeper is the only word in the English language that has double letters four times in a row. Sub-bookkeeper. I'll let you look at the word. Did I say that word right?
Sub-bookkeeper, yes.
Sub-bookkeeper.
Yes, you did. I'm going to say that's true.
It is true, Phil.
Double letters four times in a row.
Isn't that
two B's, two O's, two K's,
two E's.
Yes.
And if you're spelling from Arkansas, they could even be another R on there.
Wow. And if you're playing Scrabble...
Boy, that'd be a big word, wouldn't it?
Well, you wouldn't have enough letters, probably, unless you tapped onto a letter or something. But, yeah, that'd be a big one.
Yeah. Huh. You'd probably win with that word, wouldn't
Maybe.
You?
Maybe.
Yes. Anyone residing in Canada has the right to a free portrait of King Charles III.
That's probably true.
It is a lot of facto. A
lot of facto.
The Monarchist League of Canada offers anyone in Canada a free physical portrait of King Charles III. However, the recipient must pay shipping costs.
Oh, really?
Police arrested a man in El Paso, Texas, Philip, after he cut off 37 man buns from unsuspecting men in just one day.
What?
Yep, 37 man buns. I don't think I've ever seen 37 man buns.
I don't think he could get away with it. He couldn't run fast enough. I would say that's not true.
No, it's hilarious, but a bunch of Hanko.
Oh, well.
Well, what can you do, Phil?
I don't know, Hanko.
One more here, buddy.
More.
Wait. Whoa. You just call me Hanko or Fank?
Yeah.
Okay, here's a...
Facto.
Comedian Chevy Chase once played drums in a band that would eventually become the popular rock group Steely Dan.
That's true. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. You knew that before.
I knew that. Yeah. He went to college with Walter Beckett, Donald Fagen of Steely Dan.
Okay.
Yep.
It's a pity he left the band. He could have become famous.
Yeah, he might have been able. Oh, yes. Good stuff.
You know what? I forgot to give you your questions, but maybe we can do those tomorrow.
Well, what do you have?
Well, okay. Let me see here if I even have one. Here's your rapid-fire questions. No music or no movies?
Oh, boy. No movies.
No movies. I figured you would do that one. Hot? Only hot or cold food?
I would say only cold food.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
like things at room temperature better than being too warm.
Is cereal soup?
Yeah, if you let it sit long enough.
Oh. What's the worst things to hear right before road trip starts?
I don't know. Check engine light?
Yes, 100%. Yeah. If your phone auto-corrected could talk back, what would it complain about from you?
Oh, boy. I don't know. What do you think?
You?
Yeah.
Please stop making my screen or my keyboard small.
Oh,
because you do that all the time.
Yeah, I do. I do a lot of things just
punching. I know, but Henry, can you fix this?
Yeah.
And it's a button that you push and you don't, and then it's really small, you know, like a typing screen. Yeah.
And I think my glasses are going bad or something.
Yeah.
Or my eyes, not my glasses.
Well, yeah, your glasses are still good at one time. What's a smell that shouldn't be comforting, but somehow is?
Oh, I don't know. What would that be? Used to think, hay has got a great smell.
Yes, 100%.
New mown hay.
Yes.
But then,
yes.
Then it also reminded me of all the work we used to do. So
That's not a bad answer, though. Your last one, would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or two? Would you rather fight one horse-sized duck or two horse or two duck-sized horses? Would you rather fight a big duck or a horse?
I don't know. I'd rather fight a horse duck.
Duck! Have a great day, buddy. Be kind.
That's Hank Bray. Wow.